everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine. I'm your host, and today is Monday, and we are episode 100.2. You may have noticed that Friday 100.1 was not uploaded. I tried to upload it to our platform, which puts it out there for Apple, Spotify, Google, all that, and it would not upload. I tried all weekend long. For whatever reason, it would not go. What I did not think to do was to go ahead and post it to the Facebook page. So we missed Friday, and I apologize. But it is up there today. So if you want to watch Fridays today, however you want to do it. But it is up on Facebook. It is not anywhere else as of right now. So if you are watching this, and hopefully this will get uploaded to our Anchor, Spotify, whatever it is, I hope this goes through today, because I've done everything I can to try to get it to go. I don't know what I did. So let's, you know, pray to God that it'll actually upload. But it will be on Facebook. So today is October 16th. I don't know what day you are getting to watch this or listen. If it's sometime in the future, I have no idea. So welcome to anybody out there who is new to this podcast. We are Leap of Faith Podcast, reading the Word of God into the world, one chapter a day, 5 days a week. And I say we because I do have a co-host on Fridays, Jeremiah. It's a little different. It's a little bit longer than what I do during the week, Monday through Thursday. We get a little more into it. We get we chit chat. We talk about stuff, and and we read our normal chapter. Of course, we pray and all that. But we do want to say thank you. There is no coincidences that you just happened to find us. This is, I believe, a God thing. God brought you to this website for some reason, and I am grateful and thankful that you are here today. So what we normally do is we open up in prayer, give you a Bible verse of the day, and then we read our text, so, you know, our chapter. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer, we're going to be praying for Israel because as of today, October 16th, 2023, lots of stuff going on over there. If you're watching this or listening in the present day, you will know that there is a lot of unrest over there. They were attacked by Hamas, and they are getting ready for retaliation. And it was horrific to see the images of what happened to those innocent people there. So, praying for Israel, praying for Israel's allies, the United States, and anybody else that's out there who are allies of Israel. We're praying for guidance and direction and wisdom. We need that. So, crazy stuff going on in this day and age. So reading your Bible is pretty important, getting to know God, especially in the Old Testament. You know, we get a lot of history of what and who God is. So keep reading. Glad you're here. Thank you to those who are out there who are longtime listeners. We've been doing this for 2 years, and congratulations that you have hung in there and done this. I know that the Old Testament is a little bit, it's hard. It's hard to read, but, you know, like, we're in a really cool section right now where God is sending these judges, and, you know, the Israelites keep flip-flopping back and forth, and, you know, just like normal people, just like we do, we, you know, one day we're, you know, spot on, and we're doing what we're supposed to do, and it just takes one decision to make us fall off the beaten path, and then we go back, and we ask God for forgiveness for whatever it is that we did. You know, it's this little hamster wheel that we're on. So, it's really important. If you feel like this is something you don't want to do right now, is to read the Old Testament. We started out in the New Testament. So episode 1.1 was way back in October of 2021, 23. So yeah, go back and start listening from, you know, from the beginning and do the New Testament, you know, if that's the way you feel. Or you can go back to the beginning with us in Genesis, which I have no idea when we started that. I normally put a date on it, but I did not put a date on it. I'm sure I can find out. But we did that quite a while ago. So you can start. Oh, it's episode. Here we go. So if you want to look it up, it's episode 64.4 is chapter 1 in. Oh, no, I'm lying. Shoot. It's episode 54.1. What did I say? 64.1? Anyway. Genesis, chapter 1. There you go. Episode 54.1. So there you go. Go back if you want to. Or just keep going with us right now. You can stick with it. All right. Getting a little silly. I'm going to go ahead and pray because I'm already at 6 minutes here. And then give you your Bible verse of the day and then read our chapter. So let's pray. Holy God, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne with hearts of gratefulness and thankfulness. We love you so much, and we know how you are in charge of the universe. You're the God of the universe, and you are in control of everything. I don't know how it's done. I don't know how it works, but I know that that's how it is. And Lord, I'm grateful that I don't have to worry about anything because you take care of it. I am thankful that you provide according to what your will is. We know that it's all to the good of the kingdom. And Lord, I know that you love us so much that you want to provide for us because you are our Heavenly Father. Lord, I am so thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, his sacrifice for my sins, for our sins. Lord, we didn't do anything for it. We don't deserve it. There's nothing we can do that can possibly help us to get salvation except for accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for him doing what he did for us, that awful, awful death that he had to endure for us. Lord, thank you for those people that are out there listening, old timers, newcomers. I'm thankful, and I pray that you bring more. I pray that more people want to learn from your word. And I'm just an average person reading the Bible out into the world. I'm not anybody special. I just was led to read the Bible and put it out there into the world, and that's what I'm doing. So I haven't gone to seminary, but I thank you for putting this on my heart and being able to read your Bible out into the world. Thank you for those out there. I pray blessings over each one of them. Whatever their needs are, I know that you will cover them and take care of them, Lord. And I pray for my own family. I pray for Jeremiah's family, my friends, my neighbors. Lord, I just lift them up to you and ask you to bless them. I invite you into this time in your word. I pray you reveal to us what it is that you want us to understand. And invite your Holy Spirit into our hearts to just enlighten us and let us know what it is that you want us to know. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Oh, I forgot to pray for Israel. I'm sorry. Got to back up. Lord, I am lifting up Israel to you. I pray for your blessings to cover those, what I understand to be 400,000 troops who are going to be going into battle this week. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. But Lord, the world is watching as this unfolds. This history is unfolding. And Lord, I pray for the hearts of those people who lost families and friends over there in that awful attack. Lord, I pray for healing. I can't imagine what it was like. I can't imagine. One day you're walking down the street, the next second, you know, there's bombs going off and people running into the streets, killing people. And I can't even fathom that. But Lord, I pray for a covering over them, and I pray for protection over Israel and their allies. I pray for guidance and for wisdom and discernment, Lord. Just watch and guide over them. I pray for those people to be looking to you for what you want them to do. And I pray that you will get the glory for leading them into victory, Lord. I want you to get all the glory and all of the praise, Lord. And I hope that they give you all the glory and all the praise. I can't even imagine them not giving you glory and praise. I pray this all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. You know, that's the thing that worries me. You know, these people are going to go into battle and they aren't, you know, they're not going to give God the glory. And that's not good. You can't do that. So, you know, you don't hear about that on the news. You don't hear about that part of it, you know, but, you know, this is, you know, yes, it's terrorism, but it's also, you know, I'm not a politician. We talked about not discussing politics on this podcast. This is strictly about reading the Word of God. But when you're praying for something like this, you know, how do you not talk about the politics behind it? Or, you know, the holy war. I don't know if it is or not, but it looks like it to me. I'm not a prophet, but it looks to me like this is a holy war. Anyway. All right. This is chapter 16 in Proverbs. I chose, because I read through it, and I encourage you to read through Proverbs. Lots of good wisdom in here. I chose Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Which goes exactly along with what I just was praying for. If those Israelites commit their actions to the Lord, their plan will succeed. Wow, I did not plan on that epiphany, but I'm highlighting this verse and I'm going to put a date on that because that is exactly what we're talking about. Commit your plans to the Lord and your actions to the Lord and your plans are going to succeed. But I'm going to give you another one too because I thought this was kind of sort of felt like it was directed at myself. It's also 16 verse 31. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by living a godly life. I'm anybody special. I'm a sinner just like everybody else is. I have not lived a perfect life, but I do try to live a godly life. I really do. And I hope that it is reflected in the way I act out there in the world. So gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by living a godly life. So here it is. Never thought at my age, 60, that I was going to have gray hair like this. So, all right, let's get into our reading. It is episode 100.2, and this is chapter 12 in Judges. Ephraim fights with Jephthah. Then the people of Ephraim mobilized an army and crossed over the Jordan River to Zaphon. They sent this message to Jephthah. Why didn't you call for us to help you fight against the Ammonites? We are going to burn down your house with you in it. Jephthah replied, I summoned you at the beginning of the dispute, but you refused to come. You failed to help us in our struggle against Ammon. So when I realized you weren't coming, I risked my life and went to battle without you. And the Lord gave me victory over the Ammonites. So why have you now come to fight me? The people of Ephraim responded, you men of Gilead are nothing more than fugitives from Ephraim and Manasseh. So Jephthah gathered all the men of Gilead and attacked the men of Ephraim and defeated them. Jephthah captured the shallow crossings of the Jordan River, and whenever a fugitive from Ephraim tried to go back across, the men of Gilead would challenge him. Are you a member of the tribe of Ephraim? They would ask. If the man said, no, I'm not, they would tell him to say, Shibboleth. If he was from Ephraim, he would say, Sibboleth, because people from Ephraim cannot pronounce the word correctly. Then they would take him and kill him at the shallows crossing of the Jordan. In all, 42,000 Ephraimites were killed at that time. Jephthah judged Israel for 6 years. When he died, he was buried in one of the towns of Gilead. Isbon becomes Israel's judge. After Jephthah died, Isbon from Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He sent his daughters to marry men outside his clan, and he brought in 30 young women from outside his clan to marry his sons. Isbon judged Israel for 7 years. When he died, he was buried at Bethlehem. Elon becomes Israel's judge. After Isbon died, Elon from the tribe of Zebulun judged Israel for 10 years. When he died, he was buried at Ajalon in Zebulun. Abdon becomes Israel's judge. After Elon died, Abdon, son of Hillel from Parathon, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys. He judged Israel for 8 years. When he died, he was buried at Pirathon in Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites. All right, well, that was short and sweet. So I didn't really highlight a lot. Jephthah, let me go back. Let's go back real quick. So Jephthah of Gilead was a great warrior. Oh, wait, let's go back here. So Jephthah was from Gilead. His mother was a prostitute, and then he was sent away, and they lived in the land of Tob, where he and a bunch of rebels. Okay, so now Jephthah is having a dispute with Ephraim, and Ephraim comes across, and you know, and they send a message saying, you know, why didn't you ask us for help? We're going to burn down your house with you in it. I don't really understand that. So I'm just being honest with you. I don't understand why they're upset. There must be more to it than I understand with their culture, maybe. And of course, Jephthah says, I summoned you, but you refused to come and help. You failed to help us in our struggle. And so I put myself out there, went into battle without you, and God gave me the victory over the Ammonites. And the people of Ephraim responded, you men of Gilead, you're nothing more than fugitives from Ephraim and Manasseh. So I don't know what that's all about. Jephthah gathered all of the men of Gilead and attacked the men of Ephraim and defeated them. So God is definitely, you know, showing favoritism towards Jephthah. And then, of course, they killed 42,000 of the, you know, soldiers from Ephraim. That's a lot. That's a lot of people. And he judged Israel for 6 years. And then it just kind of names the other judges. Isbon, Elon, and Abdon are the next three judges. It doesn't really say much of anything, you know, really pertinent, so I'm not really getting any kind of, there's no takeaway for me personally in today's reading, and I think that's okay. I think it's just kind of laying out a little bit more history for us. But if you look at the next section, if you're in this Bible, which is what we've been using, chapter 13 gives us the birth of Samson, and we all know about Samson. Well, maybe you don't, I don't know. But we're going to find out all about Samson. That's it for today, today's reading. And as always, it's a pleasure to be able to read this with you. But I will not let you go before I give you the opportunity to make Jesus Lord of your life. If you have not done that yet, I ask this, why? What are you waiting for? I was listening to a pastor, and I can't remember his name. He was guest speaking at Shadow Mountain Church this weekend. but he comes from a church from New York called Times Square Church. Anyway, one of the things he said, and I thought this was very cool, eternity is too long to be wrong. It is. Eternity is eternity. It's forever. You know, you got to choose. Where do you want to spend eternity? So if you have not made Jesus Lord of your life, then this is your moment. It's not about me. It's not about the prayer that I'm going to lead you in. It's about your heart and your relationship with God. So if you feel led to say the prayer, I will say the prayer of salvation. And you can say it with. And if you're already a believer, you can say it too. Heavenly God, Holy Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. I know I'm a sinner. I know that I've sinned against you, and I ask you to please forgive me. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. It is that sacrifice that gives us the gift of salvation, and I'm so thankful that we get that. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations and welcome into the family, into the adopted family of Jesus Christ. God chose you to be in this family. He adopted you. It's just not willy-nilly. He wanted you. You're here for a reason. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Go celebrate. Let the person know who's been praying for you, because I know there's somebody out there who's been praying for your salvation. Let them know that you are now a believer and get to living for Jesus. Find a church, find a pastor, ask the questions. If you have questions, ask them. That's what they're there for. They're there to help you. Get involved. Find maybe a ministry that you can help out with. Volunteer. Go on mission trips. Whatever it is, start a Bible study. You can use this. If you want to use this video series, please go for it. You can, you know, play them during your Bible study, whatever. It's free. We don't charge for it. So get out there and start living for Jesus. We would love to hear from you. If you did accept Jesus today, please feel free to email us. Or if you need prayers, you can email us, Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can message us on Facebook and Instagram, or leave comments, however you want to communicate with us. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah, get to living for Jesus. Mark it on your calendar. You know, my day was August 12th. No, I'm sorry, not August, April 12th, 1995. Is that right? 1994. Totally losing my dates. 1994 was a year before I met my husband. So I celebrate. You know, that's a day of remembrance. You know, it's the day that, you know, I started living for Jesus. And I, you know, you get on fire and you want to grow. And I, you know, I was a baby Christian for a very, very long time. But I feel like I've become more and more seasoned, especially in the last 3 years since I have been, 3 or 4 years since I have been, you know, diligently reading my Bible. I feel like I've grown exponentially. And I'm not any super saint. I'm not anybody special. I, you know, I'm just like you. I'm reading this just like you are. And, you know, hopefully I'm, you know, reading it the way God intended it. I'm assuming I am, you know. But as always, if I'm saying something wrong, or if I've misquoted, or if I've missaid something, I accept that if somebody wants to email me or let me know that I've said something that's not right, please, please tell me, because I don't always know. So that's it for today. As always, I don't know what time of day it is that you're able to do this. It could be morning, noon, or night, but I'm just glad that you're able to take a little bit of time out of your day. This went a little bit long. I apologize. But I'm glad that you were able to join me today. So I will see you tomorrow. In the meantime, take care, God bless, and have a great rest of your day.